employ large numbers of qualified applicants to fill vacancies caused by retirement. The president made the remark when talking to reporters following a morning cabinet session in Tehran. The chief executive said the nationwide recruitment project will be carried out under the country's legal procedural rules. In the same press briefing, Minister of Intelligence Heydar Moslehi talked of the dismantling of a spy network involved in the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists. The minister said arrests were made in the case, adding he will talk about the successful swoop at a later date. Foreign-backed militants in Syria have released the 48 Iranian pilgrims who had been abducted near the capital city of Damascus some 5 months ago. The abductees were set free on the back of several months of extensive negotiations between Iranian, Turkish and Qatari diplomats and the Syrian armed rebels. The armed rebels abducted the Iranian pilgrims traveling on a bus from Damascus International Airport in August 2012. In a video released a few days later, the militants threatened to kill all the Iranian abductees within 2 days. The released Iranian pilgrims were received by the Iranian ambassador and diplomats and are scheduled to arrive in Tehran on Thursday. And a memorial service was held in Tehran for Iran's nuclear scientists Mostafa Ahmadi Roshan and Reza Ghashghai, who fell martyr in a terrorist attack on January 11, 2012. Addressing the ceremony, the leader's representative to the Martyrs Foundation, Mohammad Hassan Rahimian, said those who fell martyr for their engagement in Iran's peaceful nuclear program were working wholeheartedly to push ahead the cause of science and technology in Iran. He also said after their failure against Iran in various arenas, the hegemonic powers and the Zionist regime have attempted to block Iran's scientific progress. On the sidelines, head of Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Fereydoun Abbasi, said the assassination of Ahmadi Roshan and Ghashghai served as an inspiring motive for Iranian scientists in pursuit of new research horizons. He added the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed time and again that Iran's entire nuclear activities are in accordance with the watchdog's regulations. President Ahmadinejad says the Iranian nation has been the most honorable nation in the history and the land of Persia has been a cradle for realization of the human ideals. The president made the remark at a commemoration ceremony marking the 161st death anniversary of Amir Kabir, Iran's chancellor in Qajar dynasty in the 19th century, who initiated reforms that marked the effective beginning of the modernization of Iran. At the ceremony, President Ahmadinejad pointed out that the Iranian nation claims the biggest part in forming and development of the human civilization. He further said throughout the history, the enemies have hatched numerous plots to humiliate the nation and strip them of dignity and self-confidence. Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi met with Burkina Faso's President Blaise Compaoré and invited him to pay a visit to Iran. The top Iranian diplomat said the two countries must try to advance their trade relations to the good levels of their diplomatic ties. He said Iran was prepared to transfer experiences to the African country in different fields. For his part, Blaise Compaoré said he would visit Iran in a near date to review the potential grounds for expansion of bilateral ties. Burkina Faso's president then praised Iran's efforts to resolve the Syrian crisis. He also called the summit of the non-aligned movement in Tehran a turning point for the organization. Ali Akbar Salehi departed Ouagadougou, capital of Burkina Faso, on Wednesday evening for Cairo, Egypt, for an official visit. Well, Bulgaria has acknowledged Iran's efforts in the combat against narcotics, saying the country has taken many benefits from the decades-long fight. The acknowledgement came during a meeting between deputy head of Bulgaria's anti-organized crimes department, Branimir Bratoev, and Iran's anti-narcotics police chief, Brigadier General Ali Mouayedi. Interpol executive director of police services, Jean-Michel Louboutin, was also attending the meeting. The Bulgarian authority told reporters following the meeting that narcotics were growingly out of reach in his country due to the Iranian extensive drive. The Bulgarian official also said Iran has taken the lead in the global fight against drugs. For his part, the Iranian police authority said Iran was determined in the fight, albeit having incurred dear costs and heavy losses. It's great to have you with us. The United Nations has slammed a decision by Bahrain's highest appeals court to uphold lengthy prison terms against opposition activists. The UN chief Ban Ki-moon, in a message, expressed grave concerns over the decision and called on Bahrain to carry out promised reforms.
The Secretary General deeply regrets the decision of Bahrain's Court of Cassation on the 7th of January to uphold the harsh sentences, including life imprisonment, against 20 Bahraini political activists. He reiterates his firm belief that the only way to promote peace, stability, justice and prosperity in Bahrain is through a national dialogue which addresses the legitimate aspirations of all Bahrainis and in which all communities can participate freely without fear or intimidation.
The European Union has also criticized the harsh sentences. However, the Bahraini opposition figures believe the international community is not doing enough for the activists locked up in a country where opposition is synonymous with imprisonment.
At the end of the day, a political decision. Shall we keep these in jail, these people in jail, or not, regardless of their guilt? The decision has been that we should keep them in jail because they are opposing us. No opposition is allowed in the country. So it is effectively a blanket decision that anyone who opposes the regime must be locked up.
As opposition, we are not talking about some figures being sentenced, because they are so strong. But it is the unjust situation. It is the shame of the international community not to take steps towards these shameful measures. They just say, okay, we are dismayed, we are sorry, we are concerned. Is that all?
Torrential rain swept through Middle East for a second straight day, sparking widespread flooding. In Jordan, the main road between the capital Amman and the northern city of Zarqa has been closed as sections were swamped by up to a meter of water. Flash floods have reportedly overwhelmed Amman's drainage system, forcing the closure of most roads, tunnels and causing traffic. In neighboring Lebanon, storms battered the country for the second straight day. Roads in Beirut have been flooded and schools closed nationwide. Streets in many West Bank cities have also been flooded and schools were ordered to take Wednesday and Thursday off. Egypt, meanwhile, closed the port of Alexandria for a third day in a row as a precaution, as high winds battered the city after torrential rains caused power cuts. Now let's take a brief look at some other world news. In Iraq, massive demonstrations were held in 9 provinces in support of the government of Prime Minister Nouri Maliki. The ralliers called for unity among Iraqis and condemned efforts aimed at sowing discord among Iraqi people. They also voiced support for the government's depacification law, which bans remnants of the former regime from the country's political arena. The demonstrations came after people in 3 provinces held rallies against the Iraqi premier, accusing him of discriminatory behavior. Maliki, in response, has blamed certain foreign countries for trying to ignite sectarian war in Iraq. Rioters pelted Irish police with petrol bombs and fireworks in a 6th successive night of clashes between nationalists and rioters in Belfast. A crowd of people staged a violent protest in the east of the city, 5 weeks after Belfast city councillors voted against flying the Union flag in the country. The councillors described the measure a step forward to obtain the full independence. In a move to support the cops, Belfast residents threw bottles at the rioters. Police say they have brought dozens of people under arrest. South African police fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse striking farm workers in Western Cape region who are demanding their daily wages be doubled. The forces brought 44 of the strikers under arrest after the striking farmers attacked a car carrying journalists. Police said the attackers will face trial on charges of intimidation and public violence. Workers who pick and pack fruit on farms in Western Cape are demanding a wage hike from $8 to $17 a day. In the world of sports, Iran's Elimination Cup reached the semi-final round with 3 matches. In a quarter-final fixture at Tehran's Azadi Stadium, Istiqlal routed the first division side Abu Muslim 5-0. Jaylut Samuel, Javad Nekunam and Pejman Montazeri went on target as Farzad Hatemi scored a brace for the Blues. In Isfahan, the powerhouse Sepahan defeated Sanat Enef 2-0 to set up a semi-final knockout match with Istiqlal. And in the southern city of Shiraz, Damash of Gilan edged past Fars Sepasi in a penalty shootout after the two sides failed to score in the normal and extra time. And finally, a weather report is coming your way. For all of us at IRIB English News Desk, thanks for watching and goodbye.